Rabbi Elimelech, the shiurim they gave years ago, discussing what we know about the poldis, him and his brother, the Rabbi Elusha, which of course is not buried over here. There's hours and hours and hours, but we're leaving at 9:30 and we have to have time to go to the sea, and that's why we're here. But we need to try on our level to have a little bit of hasaga. This is another place in the world besides Uman where thousands and thousands of Jews come for Yeshua's tefillahs before the hard time. There are many tzaddikim, many great tzaddikim, and we need to try to understand on our level just a little bit, tiny little bit of a tune that I want to make, that I've always thought about this. But the Rabbi Elimelech, what is it about the Rabbi Elimelech that has such a tremendous Karech HaMashiach that pulls us, that draws us? Besides the fact that there are so many stories about people who came to this place and davened by the tzion, women who couldn't have children, people who had sorrows with panasa, with sickness and so on, and left here with all kinds of amazing yeshuas, there's so many stories that are connected to this place, and that are connected to the tzaddik, Rabbi Meila. But so let me just tell you what I always felt was the Nekudah Pnimis, because really, I don't know how many of you learned the Sefer Noam Elimelech Keseder. Do any of you learn the Noam Elimelech, the Sefer Keseder? It's a hard Sefer. It's mamish a hard Sefer. It's hard to understand. It's hard to... He's talking about Madregas. And it's not that an average person, even a person who's way above average, can necessarily connect to most of what the Rebbe Melech is saying. We try to pull out from each Torah something that we could relate to. But it's very, very, very hard. You know, when did he become Rebbe? Of course he was about Mr. Shemagin and so on. But when did he become Rebbe? I think everybody here knows that the two brothers, the holy brothers, the Rebbe Melech and the Rebbe Zusha, spent 7 years in Golos. 7 years in Golos. For the purpose that he said himself was lahachzer bonim toyim l'mekoyim. In mysterious ways, they brought back many, many Jews to Hashem. V'yachad mizayis la'shpia toyvus n'chamas la'achenu b'nei Yisrael. They mashpia all kinds of toyvus to Am Yisrael. When did the Golus end? Because I think this very much gets to an akuda primus of why is it that the world is so drawn to the Noam Elimelech. The old tzaddikim, in particular, to the Noam Elimelech. It was Mizgala, became known to the Rebbe of Melech in a dream, somehow, however, how he heard this, how he understood this. When his godless was going to come to an end, when the brothers would no longer have to go hidden and disguised throughout the world. And it was told to him from Shemayim that the next time that he gets beaten up is a simon that the godless is over. The next time that he gets faknak and faklap. So, you know that usually the Rebbe Zusha was the one that got the beating. There's even a story about how they switched places. He still got... That was the Rebbe Zusha's mazel that he was the one that was getting beaten. But it was told to the Rebbe Melech that this time, in order for the Golus to end, that he was going to get a beating. And a couple of days went by. You know, they never slept the same place. They never slept twice in the same place. And they went. People thought they were strange. Where they came to a certain place, and b'kayshi, they were allowed to be there for Shabbos. Really, the people there of the house were not happy to have these two brothers come over to them for Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos, the balabasta there, the lady gave the two tzaddikim jobs to do. Can you imagine? She gave them jobs to do. And one of the jobs that the Rebbe Melech was given was to carry a bunch of big wooden beams from inside the house to outside to the yard. That's what she told them to do. And the truth is that the brothers were happy to work. They didn't mind work. They were happy to work. Now, the Rebbe of Melech was extraordinarily tall. He was very, very tall, the Rebbe of Melech. So what happened was that he took this wooden beam, and the Rebbe of Zusha called him about something. He turned around. So he smashed like some very expensive chandelier that these people had. And the lady herself, it wasn't like she sent her husband, the lady herself started to mamish beat him with one of the beams. Start to beat him on the beams. And the two of them had to run from over there. I don't know where they went for Shabbos. They ran from that place. And it says in the Psalm that already on that Shabbos, Chassidim came to him and they called him Rebbe. That they came, they discovered that where he was, who he was, and that began. So is that the qualification to be a tzaddik, to be a Rebbe, that you're able to get beaten, you take a beating? There are a lot of Jews, they have gotten beaten up. It doesn't make them a Rebbe.
From a lady.
Huh?
From a lady.
Though. From a lady, that's that's not such a foolish thing. There's physical abuse, there's emotional abuse. There are a lot of guys are beaten. Yeah, but this is Mamish Marcus. He got Marcus from a lady. Okay, but that doesn't make you into a Rebbe. It doesn't make you into a Rebbe. Of course, he was a tzaddik, a Kodesh Eli, and all the Madrigas that he had, and was from the biggest by Mizrach Magid. I'm not going into that again. I gave many shiurim on that inyan of the Madrigas of the tzaddik. I think that the theme, if you could say, of the Neumeli Melech is how to help Jews to contend with life and to go on living after the makis that they have received, after the difficulties and disappointments of life. That's really what his life was all about, was to give chizik, to give nechama. And even though he was such an honor, he was so unbelievably humble, you know, when the sefer was going around, so there was some lamdan, some self-proclaimed lamdan, a Talmud Chacham, that he looked at the sefer and he threw the sefer on the floor. And the Baal Tanya was there. Baal Tanya, because this person respected the Baal Tanya, because they're learning. And this Nagra, this lamdan, threw the sefer on the floor. And the Baal Tanya, of course, ran to pick it up and to kiss it. And he said, you see, if you would know this person, he wouldn't mind at all, and he'd be very happy if you did the same thing to him, if you threw him on the floor. I mean, nothing. Over Chol Zayis, when a Jew would come to him, he was mislavish with such koiches and such gevura. Bechlal, the two brothers were called Ha'oiz v'Ha'anava, and the Rebbe Melech had a certain azaz, and he would say that Ani levadi, I myself can bring this person to Yeshua with my tefillah and with my avoda. And he brought many, many, many yeshuas to people because of this, the humility that he had, but the remarkable chorach, I think, of resiliency and to help Jews recuperate from their makis and to be able to go on to become stronger despite the makis. And because of that, I wanted to do with you, there's a story here, and there's a Torah. Of course, I thought I would have an hour and a half or two here. It's not going to be. So there's a story and there's a Torah, and I'm going back and forth in my head. Which one should we do? That's an old Shaila. Tzemach Tzedek was a famous Maisa, which he said, I have a Maisa, I have a Torah, and he asked, what do you prefer? And it seemed to have been, basically, there was the consensus, the Maisa. So look inside on page 28. Let's just read this Maisa, and then I'll tell you what is it that's remarkable about the cemetery, about the little Beis HaChaim across the road from here, where we're going to go. What happened over there? So you see, it says Shevach Ahuvim on page 28, the Sefer. It's a beautiful Sefer. It came out not so long ago. It's Bobavir, about the Bobavir Tzaddikim. So it says, L'mirachayk ein of Yabitu. I think there's a story that some of you know. I told it many years ago, and you might have heard it in other places. Let's do it very quickly. It's a story. It's not a Torah. There's a Torah here on page 30, but we're not going to have time. Sipe Kreik Edushas Maran Admor Shlita. The question is, Damla Kreik Edushas Maran Admor Zatzal, the Bobavir Rebbe, Reb Shloimeh. When it happened, Leos ben Medinas Mexico, Bishnas Tavshin Yutas, when in 1959, the old Bobavir Rebbe, who many of you saw, you remember? The old Bobavir Rebbe was in Mexico. And Nivgosh Be'ish Sha'aviv Hayesh Shoichet Be'er Harnstaipel. And the Bobavir Rebbe met somebody whose father was a Shoichet in Harnstaipel. Vaitzoch L'Stoifer B'tzel Agayna Kodesh V'mad Chadav Harnstaipel. And this person, this Shoichet, remembered he had the schus to be to have a connection to the great tzaddik Rav Chadav Harnstaipel, who was the son-in-law of the Divrei Chaim Schus Yelena. V'sipa lol k'vay k'dushas Rabbeinu, and this Jew, the grandson of the Shaykh, told the son of the Shaykh told the Bava Rabbi, Shapam nichnas oviv el Rav Kodesh Anel, that one time he went into the Horn Stifler, Rosh HaRebbe Roikeid Sovev HaShulchan Beslavos Atzuma. And he saw the Horn Stifler dancing around the table with tremendous Islavos. V'ayim Afazes HaMacharki V'simcha G'dayla Meshach Zmanon. For a long time he was dancing. Achishe Hifzik Rikidah. So after he finished dancing, Pona HaRav HaKadosh V'amotel Zatzal Elovi V'omar Duvayist Favos HaChob Kitans. So the Rebbe of Matl Hornstipler said to my father, do you know why is it that I'm dancing? So Hein Kreutman dem letzten Tsar in Ruslan Kreutman Bias Mashiach. Because today, the last Tsar of Russia, before Mashiach comes, the last Tsar was in crown. It's the end. We're finished with this business of the Tsar in Russia. The last one before Mashiach. The Noyik Shabaylam, from the Macht Chasna, this youngster kind, and there's a minhag that really began in Hungary and spread to many places that when you marry off the youngest child, you make a mazinka, you know, with a broom. There's a minhag like that. It's a very questionable minhag. How it started, where it comes from, calls us. There are many holy Jews that have done that. So he said, "No, as in current and the letzten kenig unuslam kaidem bias mashiach." So the last czar, it's a whole terrible history we have with these people. So the last czar is now on the throne. So as he says, as mevetav kein melech nish zayn, and Dafman, he says, for dancing, so we shouldn't dance. That's it. After this, we're done with this since Mashiach. So this was the story that this Jew told about his father and the Hornstipler. When the Baba Rebbe, Reb Shlomo, heard this story, Omar ki av sharav hakadosh v'matul Horn Stipler sofer bruach hakadosh shekvain nisman hatzara achon kaidem bias Mashiach, page 29. That even though the holy Horn Stipler saw with his ruach hakadosh that the inyan of the Tsar of Russia had come to an end, and that meant that there's a big aura of Mashiach that was going to come to the world soon, Mechal Zayis, the Baba Rebbe says, even though the Horn Stipler had very holy eyes, and he was right, that was talking of the last Tsar, but he didn't see that after the last Tsar, before Mashiach comes, there's going to be the worst Tsars. It's going to be terrible Tsars. Which is the 20th century, of course. That was what he was talking about. Karav HaKadosh Rebbe Rebbe Lemelech Melezensk Rav Yodah Kol HaTzoros VaTatulim Shi'arvo B'nei Yisrael Abiyas Mashiachin. But there was a tzaddik, the Rebbe of Melech, the Rebbe Lemelech Melezensk, who had such eyes that he was able to see all of the tzoros that Yidden were going to have all the way till Mashiach Tzikainu. V'schusa HaGorla Medeslonu V'nesenes Banu Oiz V'satzumois V'schazik L'skayim V'golos HaChel HaZeh. And the great schus of the Noam Elimelech gives the Jewish people strength. Oiz v'sa'at sumois to be mischazek ul'eskayim begolos achel hazeh. The Jews should be able to live despite the fact that it's a klapt and sahakt with tzaros. The Jews would be able to continue until Mashiach as Jews. V'sipek v'ayt gedushas maran ad mor zatzal. Now this is the famous story. There's some slight variations. Reb Shlomo Kalibach used to say the story. He embellished it kedarkai with certain things, but this is a famous story. The Sipek Kvay Kedushas Maran Admor. Pam Poga Ish Kafri. Once there was a simple little villager that met Harav HaKadosh HaRebbe Reb Mendel Miribinov. V'shofach L'fon of Mar Nafsha V'roi Garolo. And this villager poured his heart out about all of his sorrows. He poured his heart out to the Reb Mendel Miribinov. He doesn't have the money to pay the pirates that he owes the pirates for the field. He saw him in a person. He was renting the field from the pirates. For his race, our pirates benavsho. And these peritsim, as you know, usually meant business. And he warned him, "You're in danger of your life. You better pay." If you don't pay in the day you're supposed to, I'm going to kill you. And they meant it when they said it. Yotzlo Reb Mendel, sheyaster esatzam ba'isayim ad yarvazam. So Reb Mendel Rimanov said to him, "You better go hide." He came running to Reb Mendel Rimanov, "What am I going to do?" So Reb Mendel Rimanov said, "You got to go into hiding." For Haysif, Rebbe Reb Mendel is atzal, Asher Raglov Muadis Atlo Kabbalus Pnei Rabbi Hakadosh Rebbe Lamech Mizens. Al-Kain min anoch and she'd starve him in the sea also. V'yashchad ha'gosel l'fayim. So he said, you know what, I'm going, Rav Mendel Rubin said, I'm going to Lizenz, to my rabbi, to the Norman Lenov, come with me, and talk to the Norman Lenov, tell him what your problem is. Kasher tziyah karfiya saros l'fayim rabbi ha'malach, sivoy sa ha'rabbi shlo yaster sasum in the parts. The Norman Lenov said, not like that. He said, no, you don't have to hide from the parts and the guy. El other rabbi, lo yaskim levater ala parts, ad asher yitin la saros Allah from Reinish. Other rabbi, you tell the Paris you're not moichel him until he pays you 10,000 reinish, which is like a fortune. It's like a fortune, like a half a million. Until he pays you, you tell him that you're not moichel him. Hakafri aposhet lehevin sichas kodshel shereviv amel amelach ansal shaynidin hayish lekabel makis retzach min a Paris chali. All the Jew was hoping for this, that the amelach would tell him, don't worry, he's not going to kill you. That's all he was hoping to get such a brach that he wouldn't die today. But who is the pirates? Not that he's going to ask money from the pirates. So now this Jew went back to town. He wasn't hiding. He was walking around on the property, which belonged to the pirates, of course, he was renting. And he beat him up mamish almost to death. He fell in the street with no strength. Since the pirates thought that the guy was already dead, he went home. Like Haman, he also had his Irish. As kol he told his wife what a giber he was. And he said, I beat the Mashka up, you know, to a pulp. I killed him. I killed the Jew for not paying. But the wife, it seemed, had a warm place in her heart for Mashke. That's what they called every Jew. Had a warm place in her heart and didn't like the richness of her husband. His hero, so she got angry and she warned him. That if he doesn't go to his house, make sure he's, whatever, if he's still alive, to be mefayis, to try to mefayis the people of this Jew's house, she's going to leave him forever. She doesn't want to live with such a terrible, wicked person. He saw that he was in trouble. Probably the money was also like with Achashverosh and the wife. But probably the money was her money. So when he saw that it doesn't look good for him, he was lying in bed. He was going to be assumed terrible suffering. Now you can imagine. When this Jew heard that the pirates came to the house, Nivel of Torah Lezadels, he figured he came to finish me off. He heard that I'm still alive, and he came to finish the job. He wants to beat me up till I die. And she hifs it by a pirates, so the pirates is calling out from the other side of the door, I didn't come to hurt you. Like other rabbi, I want to be Mephias Lachaska, to be Mephias, you want to help you. Now he remembered what the Norman Lamelach told him. The seer of Lakal made a shum pius, and he said, I refuse to accept your apologies. Until Kaidim called, I want you to cancel all the debts that I owe you, everything that I owe you, canceled. The Gam Tovim and Apart Shi Yishamlo Aseres Allah from Reinish. And he also demanded 10,000 reinish from the guy. Haparis hiskim al asal achal to yaisim. Arab Shlomo built it up much more, but the pirates agreed right away to whatever the Jew asked for. He canceled all the debts and he gave him 10,000. Lachas man man nosa kafi la Rabbi Rabbi Lamelach. So after some time, this Jew went to the Rabbi Lamelach. La bilo haparis atoyev ala Yeshua asher pol bato to thank the Rabbi for. The Yeshua that he brought him. Pon Rabbi Rabbi Lamelech al Remendler. So it turns out the Remendler Rimanover was there at the time. That was Remendler who had told this Jew to go hide. V'omar, v'os is the chilik tzavish mir undir. So the Rabbi Lamelech said to Remendler Rimanover, what's the chilik between me and you? Du has gesehen, bis de klav. What does that mean? You saw until the klav. So what you saw with your eyes, you have very great eyes, you saw this, you saw the poor Jew, like lying there, you know, whatever, almost dead. Ich habe gesehen auch noch der Klar. But I'm able to see after the Klar. After the Klar. The Siyim Kvay Kedushas Rabbeinu, and the Nomer Lamalach finished, and he said, Shekamai Keinu Inin Leinin Chevli HaMashiach. Ka'av Sheh Tzadikim Roh V'yodu Shiavoh Alenu Chevli Mashiach. The Tzadikim saw that there's going to be a lot of tzaros before Mashiach comes. Omnam Echad Hoya Rav HaKadosh Rebbe Rebbe Limelech Atzal, Shuhu Roh Af Mashanasa Noch the Klav. That the Rebbe Limelech was unique, and that he saw after the Klav. It's a very deep Inin, there's no time to explain, but that means Noch the Klav. Even those who don't know it, who never heard of the Nehemiah Lamech, although most people, I mean, from people heard of him, but even people who never heard of the Nehemiah Lamech, the ability to live Nach the Klap comes from that Tzaddik. Yesh Nukim Ate Bedoazah, Do Ikris in the Mashiach, the generation of Ikris in the Mashiach, the Jews are able to continue on. This one's kid is off the derech, this one's wife left him, this one lost his panosa. And Nach the Klap, the Jews are able to continue. Now, what is it about this, the Beis HaChaim? How did this Beis HaChaim? How did it end up that the Nehemiah HaMelech is buried here? So the Nehemiah HaMelech once, he took his great disciple, his great Talmud, the Maor V'Shemesh, who was buried in Krakow, and I'm not sure we're going to go see, it's in the other cemetery. But he took the Maor V'Shemesh, and he took him over there, there was some, it's a little cemetery, he took him to that place. And I don't even know if then there was, he took him to a certain spot, And he went this whole story. He went with his stick. Well, you tell him to hold on to the stick when he got scared. And he said that just wait and you'll see what. And when it came to Chatzais, when it came to midnight, all of a sudden, the Maor V'Shemesh told his Maisa. All of a sudden, the heavens opened up, and there were like balls of fire, fireballs, stars shooting all over. According to one gear, said the story, each ball of fire had a face that had an image in it. And it was going all over until the Maor V'Shemesh couldn't look anywhere. It was such a pachet to look at it. And the Nehemiah HaMelech told him to hold on to his stick. And then the Nehemiah HaMelech told him that, he said to him this, my whole life I was davening that I should be zeichet to see the Baal Shem Tov. I should be zeichet to see the tzur of the Baal Shem Tov. But what the Baal Shem Tov was when he was alive, it was a fire, it was mamash a fire. And the time has come for the sparks of the Baal Shem Tov's fire to spread throughout the world. And then he said, this is a good place. This place that we're standing in is a good place. This is a place where I want to be buried. And this is the place that we're going to go to now, right now, to Davin. That's the place where he had that vision. Him and the Maor V'Shemesh, it wasn't a vision, they saw what was going on. And the light, the aura of the Baal Shem Tov was mispashit everywhere in the world. We believe that we were singing before, that this is one of the main world headquarters of Hafatzas Mayonis, of Chassidus, of Kedusha, of Tahara, of Yeshua's, and the Chomis. We should be zeich to be finished with the clap and all claps, and to be able to go with all the tzaddikim to return to greet Mashiach Tzakenu with the Gula Shalom Amitis. May he remain our main. Let's go to the sea.
Nothing's loose, it's all stuck to it, right?
Yeah.
So you know what?